Hey everyone, welcome back to this week's episode of the Stingers and Dingers podcast. We do have another short week of news for you since it is the beginning of the new year. So hopefully you guys enjoy this. We will have another episode on Thursday as I cover one of the private golf clubs in Oakland, California. On this week's show, though, we do have some news from Jordan Spieth, some golf club news from Wilson and TaylorMade, as well as the results from the Kapalua tournament, the Century Tournament of Champions. All right, let's hop right into it. So first off, recent news from Jordan Spieth as he will not be playing in the Sony Open. The Sony Open is the first tournament of the year for all PGA members and players. So Kapalua, the Century Tournament of Champions, is just the tournament that all the champions from the previous year play, the people who have won previous tournaments. The Sony is the one on Oahu, where that is like the first actual event of the year. So it's his manager stated that he did not want to play in the event because he didn't want to fly to Hawaii because he was sick and didn't want to get worse there. Totally understand that. That makes sense. If you're sick and don't want to risk flying probably, what, 8 hours to Hawaii, probably not worth it to go through all that stress while you're sick. So hopefully he feels better. As his next tournament, and I guess first tournament of the year, will be at the Farmers Insurance Open out at Torrey Pines in San Diego. Be interested to see him play in that event. I don't think he's played in it since 2015, so it'll be interesting to see how he does out there. All right. Next up, we got some club news from Wilson. So Wilson recently came out with some new wedges. They are the staff model wedges, similar to their new blades. As you probably have seen, their new blades look absolutely gorgeous, and so do these wedges. Wilson's come out with some really good clubs in the last year, and they're trying to make their way back. An interesting piece of knowledge is that Wilson is still the company that has the most major wins, which I think is pretty interesting. Seeing them come back and come back into prominence with some of their irons and wedges, I think will be good also to shake up the club market because their wedges are actually fairly priced. They're currently priced at $129 versus what you see TaylorMade selling theirs for at like $160, $170 and Vokey around $150, if not more. Couple pieces of information on the wedges themselves. There will be two models. There will be kind of a standard wedge model and then a high toe model, similar to what you see in the PM Phil Mickelson grind for Callaway. And then for TaylorMade, what you see in the high toe or the high toe Bigfoot. In terms of the lofts for those, the regular wedges will be in 48 all the way up to 60 in 2-degree increments. For right-handers, for left-handers, we'll have 52, 56, and 60. And then for the high toe, all I'm seeing is right-handers in 52, 56, or sorry, 56, 60, and 64. Be interested to see how these get onto the market as something that's a little bit lower priced. Sometimes we'll make waves, especially when these wedges from TaylorMade and Titleist are costing so much nowadays, especially because they're forged. There's not a lot of forged offerings on the market, and so if people like that offering, it could be really good for them. Hopefully they do well, and best of luck to Wilson. I do love the look of the new Wilson club, so I might actually end up trying these out myself. All right, next up in club news is shortly after the USGA has allowed the sim drivers to be conforming, we saw him out on tour for the first time at the Century Tournament of Champions. So we saw Colin Morikawa, John Rahm, Dustin Johnson, I believe one other person, I can't remember off the top of my head who it was, playing all of the different sim woods. Most of them were playing driver and through wood variations. John Rahm, I think, had a 5-wood variation in his bag as well, which is something we haven't seen previously. So, TaylorMade does I think a really good job of bringing a lot of their new clubs on the market pretty quickly, in terms of like having their tour players play it. I think part of that is I think they have incentives in their contract to play the newer equipment, pay incentives to do that. So not entirely surprised by that, but TaylorMade makes some really good woods. Hopefully if these players are actually playing it and are really enjoying it, that, it means that they're good clubs. So, fingers crossed there. Last bit of news is Kapalua just finished the entire tournament. It was a really good event. Justin Thomas ended up winning it in a playoff against Xander Schauffele and Patrick Reed. If you haven't had a chance to look at the tournament and look at some of the shots, PGA Tour has a couple good roundups on their YouTube channel with some of the best shots of the week, as well as some of the highlights of people's rounds. It looks pretty tough out there. The wind was pretty crazy. There was some rain a couple days. And Xander had a lead for a good part of the tournament, as well as I apologize for butchering his name, but Joaquin or Joaquin Niemann had the lead after day one. So Xander plays really well out there. He won it last year and almost won it again this year. So this course must just suit his eye, even if the course has been renovated. It was renovated earlier this year. So, but congrats to JT. Awesome tournament. And looking forward to seeing Sony. I believe the Sony is this week. So looking forward to that. All right. Well, that's it on the news for the week. Not too much, like I was saying earlier. If you want to reach out and talk some more golf, reach out to me on social media. All of those links should be in the show description below. Just type in Stingers and Dingers on Google, and then you should be able to find us pretty easily. Hope you enjoy the episode and hit them far, guys.